Anyone can walk around saying they are God. In fact, many people do that very thing. But Jesus is the only one who predicted his death and resurrection and then fulfilled his word. That's what he meant when he told a watching crowd in John chapter 2, verse 19, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it up again." Well, this confused everyone, including the disciples. But a few years later, it would make perfect sense to them. All of this event would. Remember, Jesus has just wreaked havoc in the temple, and the text tells us that the disciples remembered the Old Testament passage that says, "Zeal for your house will consume me." And when the disciples recall Psalm 69, verse 9, well, they knew the end of the verse, but we need to know the end of the verse. It says, "For zeal for your house has consumed me, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me." So what is David saying in that psalm? David is saying that these enemies of mine are taking out their rebellion and hatred of you, God, on me. They know I love you, and because they hate you, their reproach for you has been put on me. So when the disciples in John chapter 2 see what's going on, they see Jesus full of zeal for the right worship of God, and that zeal would lead others to place their hatred and rebellion against God upon God the Son. But Jesus also says, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it up again," predicting his resurrection. So a sign wasn't given immediately. This sign would actually come back to haunt the religious leaders, but it would bring joy and confidence into the disciples' heart. And this is the third time we see Jesus do something that displays his light, his glory, his authority. The first one was with Nathanael. Jesus said to him, "You will see greater things than this." And what we saw next was turning water into wine. And when he did that, in verse 22, it says that the disciples believed in him. And now here at the end of this passage, it says, "When he was therefore raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed in the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken." Obviously, John the Apostle believed that these events led to the deep belief of the disciples that Jesus is the Son of God. And he also believes these events will lead his readers to the same conclusion because they put on display his glory. So the call today is, do you believe this? Do you believe that Jesus is this man? Do you believe that he has this authority in the temple? And does he have the same authority in your life? He has proven his right to reign in this way by rising from the dead. And so the call is to cast yourself upon him. Follow him. Say to him, "Jesus, I am wrong and sinful. I need your life to count for mine, your death to count for mine, your resurrection life to be present in mine." And so call upon the name of the Lord today, and you will be saved, rescued, redeemed, reconciled, made new. As you pray today, also remember Ollie Chambers and his family, our missionaries in Tennessee. And remember the Afrikaans LifeWord broadcast heard throughout South Africa.